morning sickness.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We came in on time here. What? A lot better than my flight Sunday night.
Anyway. Pro you are, Johnny.
That's right. We're on a tight ship, and everybody knows it. Tight. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. And again, my apologies to Sonny yesterday, the guy I was training with, one of the young powerhouses up there that helps train me. I accidentally cracked his nose with my knee on an accidental ground move. Thought he was just laughing because of the sweat, and I started to rub more sweat into what his then a bloody nose. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
But the dick move was really just reaching back and getting more sweat off my knee and wiping it into his hair, thinking, you got sweat swamped.
Little did I know. Is that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, completely. Well, because when he went, ooh, his face had hit the back of my knee, which was a glop like a grandma leg because I'd been on the ground for a while. You know, sometimes your knees start sweating. You ever driving down the road in the summer here and you're just driving along and it pours down
drip,
your calf?
Drip, yeah.
It's gross. And I thought I got him with some of that. Turned out all that moisture was blood coming out of his face because I accidentally caught him with my... Anyway, sorry, Sonny.
It happens.
It doesn't, actually. That's the weird part. The weird part is it's rare. There's a perfect storm on that. We were laughing pretty hard and he's fine. Nothing bad, just kind of, my nose bleeds easy too. But we had a blast yesterday doing all sorts of ground stuff and things like that. Discovering, we did some street fight things yesterday that made me realize that, man, Jay always says it, street fights go to the ground immediately. You're not going to stand and box with a guy. You're going to the ground. And you don't know what you're doing down there and the other guy does. It's going to go quick. So having a little idea of what's happening in front of you is always good. It's called preparation. That's a great thing. And they're preparing you right now. Again, graduation yesterday. If you're thinking about sending a kid off to college, I don't know how you do it without sending that kid out of state onto an unfamiliar place with a lot of, with nothing in their tool belt as far as protecting themselves. They will help your college-bound student with that for sure. And if you've paid attention to what goes on college campuses here in the last couple of weeks, well, damn it all, I think you should probably think twice about sending them out there without any thoughts or preparation. It's easy. ReactDefense.com will take care of $199 for the month, plus... We'll throw in the defense seminar for weapons coming up in June. Personal training with a gigantic, awesome seminar. You'll learn more from just that seminar than anything you'll ever imagine for $199. You're not getting that anywhere else, and you're not getting this kind of training anywhere else. They've been around for over same amount of time as us, 23 and a half years, for a reason. And three places you can go. You can go to Chandler. You can go to Glendale, or you can go to Phoenix. It's the place I go. It's Tactical Black. It's going to help you. It's ReactDefense.com. Brady? Entertainment.
Miss USA, Noella Voigt is giving up her crown.
I don't get it.
To focus on her mental health.
She got spins, the yips.
She's got the spinnies. What did they call that? The dizzies or when that?
Something like that.
When that girl got the Olympic dizzies? I think it was the spinnies.
Might have been the spinnies.
She's got them as Miss USA.
So it's going to the first runner-up, Savannah Gankiewicz.
She emailed us this morning. Savannah's the one that... I think her mom called her fat and ugly, her stepmom. This can't be Miss USA. She's let herself go. Maybe that's what mother-in-law was talking about.
Yeah, that or mother-in-law.
How do you think you can
piece.
Be Miss USA? You're so fat and ugly now. And how tough are the duties of Miss USA that you have mental damage?
You a lot worked, of pressures, John.
Is there? You worked your whole life.
Right, that's the whole prep.
To be that, and you're like, this is too hard. Is proof hot girls just don't want to work even when you give them everything they want. Why would you work when you're that sexy? Wait a minute. I won Miss USA and now I got to do stuff? I quit.
Yeah, I want to take my prizes. And
my job is to stand here in the crown and look hot. I'm not flying around talking to poor kids. Gross.
Boring.
Yuck. What am I going to meet them for? They're filthy. Nothing good comes from that.
Nicolas Cage will play Jesus. Jesus' adoptive father in a new movie.
Totally.
Sorry.
Different.
It's a horror movie called The Carpenter's Son.
Wait a minute. Jesus's adopted father.
So-called. Joseph. Adoptive? He'll be playing Joseph of
Arimathea. Oh, he's Joseph. Oh, yeah. Okay. That would have been easier.
But the movie is called The Carpenter's Son, and it's inspired by the infancy gospel of Thomas, which is the only account of Jesus's childhood.
So totally
the
real.
Group got together back when they're putting the books of the Bible together. They like
skipped this part.
I don't. Yeah, they're not buying into it. But it's pretty.
Wait a minute.
They edited.
Hold on.
They don't think it's credible.
The Knights of Nicaea had a point where they said that's not believable. We can't include that.
Right.
And what about this talking donkey?
Because I'm not even familiar with this. Because
it's made up, Brady. It's like wildly fictional.
It's a real gospel. It just wasn't included in the Bible.
No, the reason you don't know it is it's not part of doctrine. That's why.
If it's,
no, it's not part of the approved books. Yeah, you would doctrine, be the Apocrypha.
Which means it's nothing. Like, if those guys didn't think to add it in, it's like the cutscenes from Star Wars. They don't really count.
There you go. This is the director's cut.
This is kind of just garbage we thought was bad.
So there's some horrific events in it. Little kid Jesus actually kills a couple of kids, makes some people blind.
Right.
And when they upset him before learning to use his powers for good, he was practicing, you know.
Brady, let me interrupt here. Jesus of Nazareth being my son. It's sort of like Firestarter, only with Christ.
Yes.
It's like a really troubled child that doesn't know how to contain his powers. And then, Jesus Christ! How do you think he got the name?
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The Carpenter's Son will tell the story of the family hiding out in Roman Egypt.
So wait, this is his Anne Frank story?
Yeah.
Well, we used to keep him up in the attic, but he would fly out.
He couldn't keep him down.
Not for longer than 3 days. We discovered that early.
The son
a lot of foreshadowing in this movie for what you're going to get later.
The son is known only as the boy. Is driven to doubt another mysterious child and rebels against his guardian, revealing inherent powers.
I put a rock in front of the store. Who moved it? Jesus? Looking at you, baby boy.
Although that'd make a great Star Wars. Jesus, rebels against his father.
FKA Twigs is playing Jesus' mom, Mary.
Do we know that
person? And the big J will be played by Noah Jupe. A Quiet Place.
Was FK Twigs the one that was banging Elon Musk for a little bit?
Oh, I
might
think
have
you're
been.
Right.
I think that's who
I
that
you're
was.
Right.
Twisties. That girl got the twisties. That's right. Thank you, listeners. Thank you very much. Jesus had the twisties, too. Because they screwed him to something.
Ultimate Classic Rock put together, ranked the 50 greatest power ballads in rock history.
Ever?
Power ballads. So More Than Words isn't considered a power ballad.
I can't fight this feeling.
That was REO, and that came in at number 11.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, that was Keep On Loving You.
Oh, definitely.
Faithfully?
Faithfully's got to be up there. What?
Faithfully is at number 12. Sorry.
Home Sweet Home?
Home Sweet Home is in the top 10 at number 6.
I'll Remember?
Power Battle. I'll Remember?
Number 10 is Heaven, Bryan Adams.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. November Rain.
Every Rose, November Rain is number 3.
Yeah. Now we're cooking.
Yeah. Airy Rose is number 19.
Wow.
I figured. All right, what's number one?
Number one, Purple Rain, Prince.
Ah, come on.
Number two, Alone, Heart. Nice. Number three, November Rain. Number four, Don't Stop Believing.
There you go.
Number five, I Want to Know What Love Is, Foreigner. Number six, Home Sweet Home.
All right.
Number seven, Dream On. Eight, I'll Do Anything for Love.
But I won't do that.
Nine, Sister Christian.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That's Night pretty good. Right. That's pretty solid. Finally.
And we'll end it with a couple of onstage wipeouts that happened this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Vince Neil.
Oh, no.
Did another face plant in Atlantic City on Friday.
God, gravity's
probably
tough.
Reaching for a chicken wing.
Yeah. So you can
give me that chicken wing. Chicken wing.
Next one's
didn't
Mike
see it.
McCready.
Let me see it again. Hold on. Oh, geez. Oh, that's not an easy fall. He stumbles and tries to catch himself.
He's got a lot of inertia going
on. Yeah, well, yeah. Once you get that weight going forward.
In Vancouver.
What's the song?
Mike McCready took a spill. Pearl Jam.
Oh, he dropped.
He didn't know the stage. Wasn't real familiar with it when he walked out.
Oop, down he goes. Wow, there's a hole in the stage. It's a trap.
He's playing.
He kept playing, man. Look at McCready killing it still. That's pretty good. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Why is there a hole in the stage?
Somebody got fired after the show.
It's Eddie's hole, man.
Eddie, I'm going to go down underground a little bit and eat something. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. I love your little otter.
It's his love story?
That's right. It's my love story now. That otter left him for me.
We're done. 10:08. Let's get the hell out of here, shall we? Larry's coming up next. He doesn't quit his midday job. He's staying forever.
Brett, speechless.
We're done. Larry's next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
It's out of control now.